Once upon a time, there was a little reindeer named Dotty. She lived at the North Pole with her parents, two very famous reindeer called Dasher and Dancer. Dotty adored her mother and father. They were so fast and strong and brave. Every year, they were right at the front of Santa's team, guiding the sleigh as it went all around the world, delivering presents to good little girls and boys. Dotty wanted to be just like her mother and father when she grew up. She would dash along in front of her house and then jump dancing in the air, pretending to fly like the big reindeer. One day, she got her mother's gleaming harness and tried to put it on, but it was too big, and she only got all tangled up. "Don't worry, Dotty," said Dancer as she helped her daughter undo the knots. "You'll be big enough for this one day. You just have to wait a little while."
"But I don't want to wait to grow up," Dotty wailed. "I want to be big now and pull Santa's sleigh."
"But it wouldn't be safe for you to pull that heavy sleigh," said her father, who had come to help. "It's too big for you and you could get hurt. We'll help you find things to play with that are the right size." But Dotty didn't listen. She sneaked off grumbling to Santa's big red barn. She took a rope and tied it around her tummy, and then attached it to the golden bow at the front of the sleigh. She pulled and pulled and pulled. She shouted and stamped her little hooves, but the sleigh didn't budge.
"What's going on here?"
said a deep, happy voice. Dotty looked around. And there was Santa Claus. Dasher and Dancer, who had been looking for their daughter, also came running.
"Oh, Santa, we're sorry," said Dancer. "Dotty, you shouldn't play with Santa's sleigh."
"But I wasn't playing," cried Dotty. "I was pulling."
Santa smiled. "Dotty, I admire your pluck. Any reindeer who works this hard will certainly pull my sleigh one day." Dotty followed her parents out of the barn with her head hanging down. Santa watched her walk away with a frown on his face. Then he went back to his house and told Mrs. Claus about what had happened.
"Oh, the poor thing," said Mrs. Claus. "But wait, I have an idea for how we can cheer up little Dotty."
Santa called all the elves together, and Mrs. Claus told them her plan. Then they all went into the workshop where there were quite a lot of sounds.
Saw, 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 saw.
Tap, 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 tap.
Paint, 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 paint.
Pat, 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 pat.
On the morning of Christmas Eve, while Dotty was eating her breakfast, she heard a knock. Her mother opened the door, and there stood Santa with a tiny little sleigh. It looked just like the big one, down to the red paint, with gold trim and gleaming runners. And in Santa's hand was a miniature harness, woven by the clever hands of the elves. It was just the right size for Dotty. Santa knelt down and smiled at the little reindeer.
"Dotty," he said as his bright eyes twinkled, "I have a special favor to ask of you."
Dotty trotted up to Santa with a hopeful look on her face.
"What is it?"
she asked.
"I need help delivering presents to all of the elves and reindeer here at the North Pole," Santa said with a very serious look on his face. "I want to thank them for all of their hard work. Will you come with me and pull this sleigh full of gifts?"
Dotty was so overjoyed that she danced and pranced all around. Santa and her parents chuckled happily.
"Oh, Santa, I'll do my best," Dotty shouted.
"I know you will," smiled Santa.
He gently put the tiny harness on the little reindeer, and off they went. Santa walked alongside the sleigh because he was much too big to fit on it. They delivered presents to every elf and reindeer at the North Pole.
All of the elves waved and smiled when they saw Dotty proudly trotting along in front of the tiny sleigh. And each reindeer cheered, "Hooray for Dotty!" when she passed by. At the end of the day, Dotty was proud and delighted and tired. Santa helped her out of her harness and then pulled one last thing from the magic bag on the sleigh. It was a beautiful golden box with her name carved on the lid. The shining little harness fit perfectly inside.
"You keep this safe until next year, Dotty," said Santa. "I will need your help again."
Dotty gave Santa a big hug and thanked him. Then she went into her house, where her auntie and cousins were visiting for a sleepover party. Dotty was so tired that she almost couldn't stay awake to eat. So right after supper, Dasher and Dancer tucked her into bed.
"Good night, my darling," said Dasher. "You did really well today."
"We're off to pull Santa's sleigh tonight," said Dancer, "but we'll see you first thing in the morning." Dasher and Dancer went off to join the team of reindeer. As Santa's sleigh rose into the air, everyone at the North Pole heard him cry out,
"Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Well, almost everyone. Dotty the reindeer was already asleep.